Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion again. So we continue with our topic, and the title is, But As Thou Wilt. Today I just want us to look at what is fueling your will. Let us open our sharing with the scripture from the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. And this is what I meant when I said that our will was corrupted. Someone has a will, but he is failing to do that which his will is leading him to. So it is a struggle for us to attain that which we need. Now, there are natures that are fighting with our will. And by nature, we are born with a corruption that makes it a struggle for our will to go to get the right thing, because we are sold under sin. So these two natures are fighting over your will, trying to possess it. You know, it's like a man who is walking in a marketplace and all the people in the marketplace are selling the same thing. And they want you to buy from them. They'll all fight. They'll try to fight so that you can get their product. You can get their merchandise. Everybody will tell you their merchandise is the best, even if they look the same, even if they ordered them from the same source. So they're all fighting. So we have our nature, our will, there are natures that are fighting for it. And the Bible says you cannot do that which you want. So now, if we look at Galatians chapter 16, it tells us something. Galatians chapter 5, sorry, there's no Galatians 16. All right, so we start from 16. Galatians chapter 5 is, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under law. Now the works of the flesh, so it keeps on listing these things. Now, what are we saying? For you to exercise your will properly, you need to be in an environment that will give you an advantage. You need to be in a right place. Because when you are in the right place, then your will will have a chance. There are so many people who struggle in life. They say, I have a spirit of lust. I always lust after women. You know, I've got a spirit of anger. You know, I've got this spirit of jealous. I've got all these spirits that are troubling me, and pray for me so that it can leave me. And most of these people, you find that they are believers, but they are struggling with a nature of that sort. Why is it so? Because the will, like the Bible says, to will is present with me, but I cannot do it. I don't have the power to do it. Why? Because you are in a wrong environment. If you plant a tree in sand, well, you can try to water it and do one or two things, but it will struggle because it is in the wrong environment. So to begin with, take yourself away from the wrong environment and plant yourself in the right environment, and it's just a matter of time. When you get that plant which is in the wrong environment, put it in the right environment where everything is perfect. The soil is good condition. It's well fertilized, and it's got moisture. You don't have to worry. It's just a matter of time. You will see that small plant growing into a huge tree or a huge plant. You know why? Because it is in the right environment. So whenever you have a struggle as a child of God, you have a struggle with habits, you have a struggle with sin, you have a struggle, you know, you cannot understand the scriptures, ensure that you plant yourself, you uproot yourself and put yourself in the right environment, and your will, it will have a better fighting chance. Because there's so many people I've seen, when you go out in the mission fields, in evangelism, to talk to people, you see them, they're willing, you know, to change. They said, if I can live this life, if only I can leave alcohol, if only I can leave this habit, I'll be very grateful. They are willing to do it, but they are not moving. So you have to do something about it. You have to plant yourself, to give your willpower to what you want, where you want it to be. So, but if you keep having pity parties, like you're not being helped, you think like the problem can never go, the problem can never be taken away. As long as you are in the wrong environment, it will stay. It will linger on. But we are encouraged, brothers and sisters, to ensure that we make that progress. Now, if we read the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, what does the scripture tell us? Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So diligently seeking him, meaning you are seeking him with all your heart. You are serious about it. You are making effort. You are committed. You are dedicated. That is what it means. And in life, you can never make progress if your will is never attached to what you're doing. You can never make progress. You really have to be willing. And when you're willing, do something to fuel that will, to give it a chance. Because even if we have a will, by nature, our birth is disadvantaging us. It is putting us in slavery. So without being diligent, without finding ourselves in the right atmosphere, it is very difficult for us to exercise what the Lord wants us to do. And one thing I need to tell you is, your will can be influenced, but it can never be killed. It can never be destroyed. What a man is willing to do, it can never be taken, but it can be influenced. And that's the beauty. And the Bible says that there is no temptation that has overtaken you. But with every temptation, the Lord is going to make a way of escape. That way of escape, it's your will. It's the power. Now, the will is like the truth. It can never be destroyed. But the will, once we cross over this life, even if we are willing to work for God, but our lives are in sin, now that is different. Once we cross over, we don't have a chance. But as long as we are on earth, no matter how corrupted your life is, no matter how terribly wicked things you've done, but as long as there's that will in your heart, you're willing, that is your ray of hope. It means the Lord has made a way of escape. It's like a man who has been put in a most guarded, heavily guarded and fearful prison. That man, still out of the darkness, out of the solitary confinement, and there is still a way of escape for him. That's the beauty of this life, brothers and sisters. We have a way of escape. You know, it reminds me of this story, you know, of You know, I've watched this cartoon called Aladdin, you know. And in the story of Aladdin, there's this genie, you know, like this creature, like that can grant you wishes. And then the genie, and then this young man had found this, was very poor. And the genie told him to give him the wishes to, what do you want me to do for you? He says, okay, I wish for this. Then the genie said, there are things I cannot do. And one of them is, I cannot take away life. And then he said, I cannot change a person. I cannot make someone fall in love. I cannot change a person's heart. I don't have that power. I can give you everything else. So, you know, so that reminds me that the power to choose, brothers and sisters, is in our hands. And I believe that God, that is the greatness of God, that is the love of God, giving us the ability, giving us a way of escape. May the Lord richly bless you, brothers and sisters.